Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Have you ever noticed how easy it is to talk about what you see, what you feel, and what you're facing, yet forget to say what God has already spoken? You see, every great move of God begins with agreement. Agreement with His Word, His will, and His ways. To walk in the fullness of what God has planned for your life, you must learn to see things as He sees them and speak as He speaks. Life responds to words, and God has designed your mouth to become a channel for His power. When you believe what God says and declare it, you bring His truth into manifestation in your world. God invites us to agree with Him, even when circumstances disagree. This is the essence of faith. In today's sermon titled, Speaking in Agreement with God, get ready to discover how agreeing with God and boldly declaring His Word becomes the doorway through which real and lasting change takes place.
The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13 that, and since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed and therefore I spoke. We also believe and therefore speak. Hallelujah. So here the Apostle Paul was speaking about having the same kind of faith in God as the Old Testament prophets. Paul was saying that his faith in God caused him to actually speak and proclaim the truth of the gospel, just as the Old Testament prophets' faith caused them to speak. So we can also speak. We have the same spirit and faith. So we are the agents by which God causes changes on this earth, my friend. We just have to agree with God and say what He says in order to accomplish His will on this earth. It's not what's going on in the world that matters, my friend. God is saying, if you will turn your seeing and your hearing to what I am saying about a situation, and if you agree with it, then is the means by which I can bring it to pass. So what can we do to affect what's going on? We can change situations. Let me refer you to Ezekiel chapter 37. You know, I know most of you are familiar with this passage regarding the dry bones, but I want to bring it in the context of what you are seeing and hearing in the news. Maybe it's with your finances, or maybe it's with something in your physical body. Maybe you have got a negative report from a doctor, or maybe it's something about your children or your grandchildren, or something you have heard and is causing your heart to be troubled. Because what you see and what you hear are different from what God is saying. But the good news that I have for you is we can change that. You don't just let those things vex you. You can change it. We don't have to yield to what we see and what we hear as the final outcome of what's going to happen. No, not at all. We are the children of God, and we are the ones on earth that God has empowered and given us authority or delegated His authority to bring His will on this earth. I tell you, that is good to find somebody on earth that agrees with what He says, you know, what He's saying in His word or by His spirit, and to agree with what He's actually telling us. And then we go ahead and declare that. We pray that. We decree that. You know, other than that, it's not going to happen. Nothing will happen. Changes will not happen. We wouldn't see the change that we are supposed to see if we would not agree with God and say what He is telling us to say. We can prophesy into evil, I'm telling you. We can prophesy into all the storms. We can make a difference if we say what God says. So you see, Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 1 says, the hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. You see, this is what Ezekiel is saying. So here in this valley of bones, they were all disconnected. And I think the next verse tells us that they were very dry. Verse 2 says, then he caused me to pass by them all around. And behold, there were very many in the open valley. And indeed, they were very dry. Did you hear that? You see, so you look at these bones and there is not much hope for life at all in all these bones. And at the same time, they were disconnected. God is telling us something here. He's so powerful. Let's move on to verse 3. Verse 3 says, and he said to me, son of man, can these bones live? So I answered, oh Lord God, you know. That's a good answer, my friend. It's like many of us today, there are situations in our nations, there are situations in our families, situations in our finances and our health, and it looks dislocated, disjointed. It looks very dry. But then God is asking you and me today this question. Can these bones live? Can this dead situation live? Can I turn this impossible situation? Can it become possible? And my answer is, God, you know, just like what Ezekiel said. What Ezekiel was doing was basically turning his eyes to the Lord. He turned his attention from what looked to be impossible. These bones were very dry, they were disconnected, and he said, all right, Lord, you know. Any situation you're in, God knows how he would turn something that looks impossible to possible. So now I'm going to stop looking at what I see with my natural eye, what I hear with my natural ear. I'm going to look to God. I'm going to look at you, God, and whatever you say about this situation, that's what I'm going to say. Now, verse 4 says, again, he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of God. So, my friends, this is the answer. I'm telling you, this is the answer. This is the answer to dead, dry things. This is the answer to dead relationships. This is the answer to all the problems that you are facing in every area of your life. And that includes the different areas that make up your existence, your entire being. I'm telling you, including spiritual, physical, mental, relationships, career, purpose, finances, you name them. This is the answer I'm telling you. You and I and the church must prophesy to that which is dead and prophesy only what God says. That's very important. Don't be prophesying inappropriate things that come to your mind at all. As you get before the Lord, say, all right, God, can these live? Well, God, you know. And he said, okay, prophesy. But you prophesy exactly what I tell you to prophesy. That's the word of the Lord. And now, verse 5, we continue. Again, he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Verse 5, thus says the Lord God to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you and shall live. Hallelujah. What a great God we serve. And for someone listening, you see, you have got a dead situation. Someone's got a dream of opening up a business. And he failed, but God said that dream is still big in your heart. Maybe you had a business failure, but you need to prophesy to the dream that's in your heart. The thing that looks dead, you speak to that again and God is going to bring life to it. I tell you, you need to prophesy over your children, over any stubborn things that's happening in your family or around you. We can prophesy and make a difference instead of them being in despair and upset and saying, what can we do? Now, God has given you authority. He has given you delegated powers to declare and decree and dislodge and dismantle the enemy's plans. You look at all the bad things going on. They are going on and you become very worried or upset about them. Well, the problem is we are allowing what we see and what we hear to vex us, to vex our souls, like it happened to Lot. Don't do that. And to get us into hopelessness. And all the time, God's giving us the answer. We need to prophesy what he says about it. This is so powerful, my friend. And then he said in verse 6, I will put sinews on you and bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. That's what God is saying to you. The death situation you are encountering, I'm telling you, is not dead. It's not the final outcome. Prophesy. So the Bible says, so I prophesied as I was commanded. This is so powerful, my friend. We need to say what God is saying about our situation, not what we are seeing in the natural, not what we are hearing in the natural, not the terminal cancer or the diagnosis that you have been given by the doctor, not the so-called incurable disease diagnosis that the doctor is saying, not what the teacher calls home and gives you at all. Don't take it. Not what he's saying. Oh, your child has got ADHD or whatever. No, you need to prophesy over that situation. What God is saying about it. That's what you need to prophesy. That's what you got to say. And so I prophesied as I was commanded. Verse 7. And as I prophesied, there was noise. Hallelujah. And suddenly a rattling. And the bones came together, bone to bone. That's the God we serve. So listen, my friend, it was God's will all the time for these bones to live, for these bones to come together, for them to live, and for them to become a great mighty army. But it took someone on earth to agree with God. So he prophesied. Then there was a noise. So something happened. And then suddenly a rattling. And then the bones came together, bone to bone. So the bones came together and then muscles and ligaments and then skin. They all came. I'm telling you, we are having a mighty change here. Bones that were dry and disconnected are now coming into form. We are having transformation. And verse 8 says, indeed, as I looked, the sinews and the flesh came upon them and the skin covered them over, but there was no breath in them. So take notice of this. Many times when we are speaking what God says, you know, it's progressive. It doesn't happen automatically. You see some movement, but then the enemy might come in and fight, but don't give up. You keep saying and praising God for what he said. Also, he said to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. Hallelujah. That's very interesting. Prophesy to the breath to come, O breath from the four winds. Sometimes what God is telling you to do seems quite weird, but you prophesy and breath on these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them. Hallelujah. And they lived and stood upon their feet, and an exceedingly great army. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This is so powerful, this story. And this is how the kingdom of God works. God has revealed his will to us in his word, but also by his spirit that is in line with God's word. And when we see the will of God, then we can prophesy that and speak that, I'm telling you. And we can speak what we want to come to pass based on the word of God. This is how the kingdom of God accomplishes its will on the earth. He is God, the written word of all these things about what he wants to come to pass, what he wants us to do. He's got to find somebody who would just violate what we see in the natural, and we would just oppose what we see and hear and just say what God says. I hope you will do that. You can say and cancel things out. That's not the way it's going to happen. It's not the final outcome. And you prophesy positively. Let me tell you the way it really works, my friend. Start prophesying what God says and don't give up. Do not be focusing on what you see and what you hear. It's only God's word that stands. I tell you, the Bible says, let God be true and everyone else a liar. His word is true. If you are a believer, consult the Holy Spirit, consult the Bible, consult God. Anything he says in your situation, that's what you prophesy, my friend. By his stripes we were healed. I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. My friend, speak what God speaks. And if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, then this is not applicable to you. You cannot even prophesy what God is saying because you haven't received him anyway. But you can do that today. Situations can change. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, singing every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.